application. Anything else? Go ahead.
Churches catch the vision that if there never was is a draft, this is not wasted. This is an opportunity to work into the lives of these young men. And if we can catch that vision, in fact, God forbid there ever is a draft in my mind. Right. Like, I hope there isn't. But if there isn't, this is not wasted. This is opportunity that we could catch that vision. The other thing I wanted to say is I see this as boot camp, and you know, in boot camp, if the young man was to go to boot camp, not everything would be just ideal. Like, he's going to listen, he's going to take orders, he's going to march, he's going to sweat. Not everything is going to be just so. And so I don't know exactly what cast groups expect of Cam. Sometimes they say, oh, this base has this problem, and this tool doesn't work. And for myself, I'm a little not too quick to just go fix that thing, because we also want to teach our young men to deal with things that aren't ideal. Like, if you're in the trench on the front line and it's snowing and your gun jams, what are you going to do? You're going to deal with the situation, right? It's not ideal. That's what you would deal with if you were in the Army. So kind of that mentality that this is actually a place where you also learn how to deal with problems and solve them. So kind of that whole mentality, huh? Maybe the sleeping quarters aren't perfect, or...
So what if the hot water heater don't work?
Yeah.
That'd just be...
You know, you're in the shower and the thing goes off. And so,
yeah.
You know, if the crew leader or the coordinator gets bent out of shape, that's what's going to happen with the boys. So your staff are important. Knowing, you know, hey, let's deal with these things. Yeah, give Cam a call if Cam. We'll gladly take those calls, but we're also saying that it's an opportunity to teach people how to deal with issues.
We had an experience on our last one down in Mayfield where one of the crew leaders needed to take the truck and the tool trailer and go to town to return a piece of rented equipment. So he was in a hurry because he wanted to get this back before noon, so they paid a half day instead of a day. So he quick slams shut the tool trailer door and takes off, not knowing that one of the ASWs was inside. First he got claustrophobic and thought he's gonna die from not having air, but there was enough air. Finally he calmed down and thought, you know what? God allowed this happen to me, and I'm going to have time alone with the Lord. And went to town, and they, he tried to let them know he's in there, but they couldn't hear him. Anyway, got rid of the rental piece, came back, and they had two skid steer loaders running outside trying to grade things off, and they couldn't hear again. And he was locked in there for about 2.5 hours, and it wasn't cold. But when he opened the door, he says, I was enjoying my time alone with God. The poor fellow that locked him in felt horrible.
Yeah, it's a, you have a lot of experiences. One of the things that Phil was talking about, seeing it as a time to learn, after my experience being there as a coordinator, I was thinking, I wish I would have spent a little more time. I was coordinating things, making stuff flow, making stuff happen, just for the young men to talk. We did some. There was a few times one of the young men wanted to talk some evening or something, but still, even more time just to think about them. It's they're young men with maybe needs or you know, they're struggling or just be available. That's why the staff is important to, because it's a long enough time that things might they might share things quicker than they would if you just you're with them a day or two. Go ahead.
I wanted to say too that it's not just about the ASW's development, it's definitely about staff development as well, because I think if I had looked at the if I had understood the lodging proportions when before we were going, I probably would have said I cannot do that. We had a large gym and on one side of the gym were bedrooms, the doors open into the gym, and on the other side were the restrooms. The only privacy you had was
so in the
and I'm a pretty private person, so that was really
in the morning.
Yeah, first thing in the morning. I'm not a morning person either, but first thing in the morning I had to be ready to face the crowd as soon as my door is open.
And to get to the restroom you had to go
yeah.
through the gym. And you picture the one end of the gym we ate, the other part we sat around, had our book studies and stuff. So
but the experience overall was very so good that I almost forget about that negative. And all of our children, we always did they all have very fond memories, definitely a highlight
mm-hmm.
in their lives.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. One thing I was thinking back to what Brother Rick talked about, the assistant, resident assistant. One other thing we had, the first time we went, it was a van load of boys, young men, and it was a 22-hour drive or something. So you're going to need to decide where do you get gas, where do you eat, all those things, and nobody was in charge, really, and on the way home, they had a flat tire and a whole bunch of stuff. It was a long trip. So the next time, the resident assistant is the one that decides those things. It just made it simple. He's a little bit older, and it's not like the others were right or wrong, but somebody needs to be in charge. And so we sort of had knew who's in charge at the base, and obviously at home, they're with their parents. But the link between, we kind of overlooked who's responsible for the young men in that time. That was one of the things we missed the first time. It's just not a big thing, but it's a little, can be helpful. So I'm just going to read over a Sunday example of one, and they've varied a bit. 7 o'clock rise, 8 o'clock breakfast, 9:30 service. This was in the gym for us, and had one of the young men's name for the direct lead song. The other one had a devotional. Okay, that Sunday we fellowshiped with the church there. We had our little devotional first, and then we went over at 10:30, had a worship service with them. 12 o'clock we sang at a nursing home, lunch, pass out tracts. Says drive or walk. I believe it was a little bit of free time. We're going to do something, supper, then an evening service, and here we have at least a few of the young men were had part of that. And one of the locals shared their experience. And then 9 o'clock, free time till 10 o'clock, quiet, no talking time, 10:30, lights out. One thing we learned was, what does quiet time mean? Does that mean you can whisper loudly or can you talk? Or no, they knew you couldn't talk, but that was a little bit of a conflict. What that meant. We had a half hour of quiet time before lights out. Then later, I think we just made it 10 o'clock, go to bed. Oh yeah, that's right. One of the crew leaders was gifted in music, so he taught them some songs. That was one of their evening vocational times. So we sang a couple times, the young men would sing at churches we went to and that kind of thing, which that was a real blessing. It's going to obviously depend. If we had a pretty big group, that worked very well, and they really enjoyed it. They learned to sing better. Is there anything else like that? But I'll say it again, every base is different. Every experience will be totally different, but that's some of our experiences. Any other questions? All right. Well, yeah, we did often have a, like Rick said, some kind of encouragement meeting before we go, like preaching, like maybe have people talk about 1W service or a message on non-resistance. Then Rick would give orientation. Usually we did that up Pennsylvania. And the coordinator may give another one a little bit down there. And after the project is over, we would often get our churches together and have the young men each share something from their experience, just to what it meant to them, and just share a little bit about it. It seemed to be a real blessing, and it gives a little bit of connection to the people that might not have young people along. All right, any other questions? And I will say there's, especially our house parents, they would have more lists of their schedules of where they went and how they did all their stuff. Some of them very good detailed lists. If you want that, I could get some to you if that would be any interest at all. Okay, I guess if nobody has more questions, I think you're all ready to go on your project. I need to rewrite them first.